One of the most controversial elements of the House and Senate's immigration bills is a proposed wall between the United States and Mexico. The House bill calls for a 700-mile wall, and the Senate has proposed fencing of about half that length. That difference will be a key point in negotiations between the two chambers. The debate reminds commentator Jay Kaiser of a Robert Frost poem about a stone wall between two farms and two different views of what a wall signifies.
Something there is that doesn't love a wall, that sends the frozen groundswell under it, and spills the upper boulders in the sun and makes gaps even two can pass abreast. These are the opening lines of Robert Frost's poem, Mending Wall. If they don't sound familiar, you may recognize the closing line, "Good fences make good neighbors." Those are the words of a farmer who insists that each year he and Frost walk the border that separates their land, closing the gaps in the wall that have mysteriously appeared, the topping stones that have somehow disappeared. Frost's poem about two men walking either side of a dividing line is a parable of human history, a tale of wall builders and those who would just as soon see them crumble. History is full of walls. Think of Hadrian's Wall, ordered by Hadrian, Emperor of Rome, in 122 AD, in a fruitless attempt to keep the barbarians of Scotland at bay. Today, the wall is little more than a pile of occasional stones scattered across the waste of England. Most of Hadrian's Wall disappeared into nearby cottages built by farmers, unconcerned with the realpolitik that gave rise to such a bonanza of building materials. Or there's the Aurelian Wall, built in the 3rd century to encircle Rome and protect it from the gathering hordes. Now it does duty as one side of a cemetery. The Maginot Line was built by the French after World War I to protect them from the Germans. Today, the Maginot Line is more imaginary, a feckless attempt at protection, as World War II so clearly demonstrated. And the Berlin Wall mostly exists in small chunks, souvenirs in the homes of thousands of faceless collectors. The only wall that I can think of that has survived the ages is the Great Wall of China. It stretches about 4,000 miles from one end of China to the other and stands as one of the whitest elephants the world has ever seen. Tourists can't resist it. The only thing it can keep out are rabbits. And still, nations build walls. Why should that be? I suppose the answer is that sometimes a wall is just a wall, and sometimes it's a barrier. Ordinary people find walls useful. They hold up roofs. They fence in gardens. They keep out pests. But too often, what nations build are not walls, but barriers. They keep out the unwanted. They keep in the unwilling. In his poem, Robert Frost sees the wall as a barrier that keeps him and his neighbor strangers. Frost's neighbor, the farmer, sees it as useful, an amenity between them, invoking distance and ensuring civility, or at least lack of the complications that attend human interaction. I suppose it really comes down to this. Do we build barriers, or do we build walls? Do we keep our neighbors at arm's length, or do we keep the door open for a visit? In other words, it's either the farmer's view, good fences make good neighbors, or it's the poet's, something there is that doesn't love a wall.
Jay Kaiser is a professor emeritus of linguistics at MIT.